Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Michael Yan, who's in Panama City, but he's headed to Texas. Why? Michael, I report that the reporting is the number of people without documents crossing the Rio Grande into Texas has dropped from tens of thousands a day to maybe 7,000 in a month, in a week, since the beginning of the year. I don't know. The number moves around. In other words, it's become a trickle, and they're probably coming in California, no longer in Texas. So you're headed to Texas. What are you looking for, Michael?
Well, I'm not looking for anything in particular. I just want to go see what's going on. So I'll be talking with a lot of friends in Texas. I'll go down to the border and have a look. So I'm just looking, but not looking to see anything in particular. What I hope to see is that the border is closed. I hope that all the reports are accurate, but that's why I go look myself. So we'll see what we find down there. There's a couple of people I want to talk to about the screwworm issue. The screwworms, something that you and I talked about, 3 or 4 years ago, right. Actually are working their way up to the United States again. That was something I warned about, I think, maybe with you about 3 or 4
right.
years ago.
And Mexico is now responding to your concerns. I saw that report in Reuters. Explain what it is, Michael. Explain the threat of it.
Screwworms are a flesh-eating larva from a fly, and they used to be a huge problem in the United States, but there was an eradication program that the United States ran in about the 70s or so. And actually, one Texas veterinarian, Dr. Michael Vickers, who was involved, explained a lot of it to me. And he's still in Texas now doing veterinary medicine. And so he's got to be getting close to 80, sharp as can be. In fact, he briefed my team about a year and a half ago in Texas about this stuff. And Dr. Vickers, an entomologist discovered that these flesh-eating larvae, the female fly only mates once in her life. So if she mates with a sterile male, she won't have any offspring. She won't produce any offspring. So our people in the United States started irradiating billions of male flies and releasing them in areas where the outbreaks were occurring. And so that dropped the reproduction rate below one, and the populations collapsed of the screwworms. So they did this, pushed them out of Florida, Alabama, and all that, pushed them down through Texas, down through Mexico, pushed them all the way through Central America, and held the front line for the war on screwworms was in Darien. And that's where I got on their trail when I was actually looking at the invasions. So then I realized that this was also a frontline fight for the screwworms. And so I reached out to the people doing the screwworm operation here in Panama. It's Americans. And by the tenor of their responses, I thought, these things are going to end up back in the United States. And I immediately then published their emails and warned that based on this, that, and the other, I think we're going to end up with a screwworm problem back in the United States, which could affect billions of dollars worth of cattle. Now, keep in mind, I just talked with a Panamanian lady this morning from Cherokee, part of Panama, and she has cattle, her family has cattle, and she said they have screwworms problems, right? But these things can cost us billions of dollars in cattle and sheep and everything else. They're flesh-eating larvae, and in my view, and the reason I predicted roughly 4 years ago that I thought they would end up back in the United States was because I can clearly see there's people in the government that are either massively incompetent or they are sabotaging our country and making it look like incompetence. And I think it's the latter, actually. How was I able to predict this roughly 4 years in advance unless my model of how things are going is actually accurate? I mean, I keep predicting these wild card things like Nord Stream and Groningen gas field and screw worms that are all out in left field until they happen, like yellow fever. I've been warning about that now, how long, 3 or 4 years? Now there's a reported outbreak of yellow fever in the Darien, which I've been warning about, and here it is.
Let's go to Texas. Brownsville. Are you going to Brownsville?
I don't know if I'll go to Brownsville. I'm going to meet up with Doc Chambers. A lot of people know Pete Chambers. He's a retired Green Beret doctor, and he's a great friend of mine, and we spent a lot of time on the border together. I've been trying to drag him to the Darien Gap, actually. And so he's going to pick me up at the airport, and we're going to head to the border. And he's got some things he wants to show me, and when we get down there, I'll tell you what I see.
The reason I ask about Brownsville is those unaccompanied children that you documented when you were reporting in the Brownsville region. I saw an item about them the other day, but I didn't read it. I didn't know what the status was. I believe their numbers have dropped dramatically, perhaps to zero, but we never did determine what happened to them when they were taken on airplane rides, did we, Michael? That remains a mystery.
Well, one of the people who was escorting them on the airplane rides was just here with me in Panama. His name is Carlos Arello. And Carlos Arello is one of the big whistleblowers. And Carlos, I've been with him in Texas, spent a lot of time with him, and then he just came down here to Panama, and I took him around and showed him a few things, and now he's back in Texas as well. And Carlos Arello used to fly children to all over the United States. He's made detailed statements about this. I had
What is his opinion now, 3 months into the Trump administration? What's his opinion now? Is the situation better?
Have any of the children been rescued? I mean, my knowledge, have they? I don't know.
Well, did he say it's still ongoing, or it's something now that he's looking for what happened to them?
Well, he was just down here in the Darien Gap trying to discover more here, but there's nothing going on there now. And so, but I don't know what's happened with these children. I mean, he was one of the people who literally was escorting them on airplanes or all over the United States. His statements are unbelievable.
And who paid him?
He worked at the Southwest Key. I don't recall who actually paid him, but he worked at the Brownsville and other places. And yeah, he was just actually literally escorting young children all over the United States. And we talked with him for many, many hours. I hired a private investigator to get statements from him that would stand up in court, you know, and so that, you know, that was a proper form and whatnot of the questioning, and we did, and we found many things, and yet the government does zero.
The government has changed, Michael. That's why I'm asking. It's not the same government that was existing in December of last year. But at this point, we can't report that there's been a change. Is that correct?
Not to my knowledge. You know who's following this closely also is Laura Logan, 60 Minutes former and also war correspondent. So I just took Laura Logan down to the Darien as well. I've tried to get her down here for years, and now we just went down there. And Laura is following this closely, and, you know, she's incredibly smart, so she might be a good person to ask about this.
All right, let me read you what we have within the last week from Reuters about screw worms. The United States and Mexico reached an agreement on the handling of the damaging pest called New World Screwworm, according to U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, after the secretary threatened to limit cattle imports from south of the border. Reuters goes on to say, screwworm can infest livestock, wildlife, and in rare cases, people. Maggots from screwworm flies burrow into the skin of living animals, causing serious and often fatal damage. Sounds extremely unattractive. So you're reporting anticipated what is now said to be an agreement. I don't know what the agreement consists of. It doesn't give a document here. But there is some movement there, Michael. You'll find out more when you get to Texas. So you're going to Austin, the capital of the state, correct?
Yeah, and there, you know, I will talk with all sorts of people that know a lot about this, like Doc Chambers,
right,
and Laura Logan, of course, and others who are tracking this more closely, because I want to know what has happened to these children. We generated a huge amount of information about it, and let's see what the government's actually doing or not doing.
Travel safe, Michael at, it's at Michael underline Yan on Twitter to see his reporting. And I will next talk to Michael when he's in the great state of Texas. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.